is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Good morning. It's 7:06. You're listening to Katie Hyde from the Michigan Talk Network, filling in for Steve Gruber all this week. And this week has gone by pretty quickly. Those early morning hours, all the news we've had to sift through, it's been a good ride. I'm having a great time here. This hour is brought to you by Mesa, good health, good business, and great schools. And as always, we want to hear from you. We have a couple of things coming up in this segment. Some dealing with some state news here and then some national news. And I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that. And you can always give us a call, 888-900-9966. Again, our number here is 888-900-9966. And this is what's going on overnight. I told you that quite a bit happened while we were all trying to get some sleep. And I pulled this up off MLive. The headline is Michigan senators locked in a chamber pass a bill to eliminate straight ticket voting. A bill to eliminate straight ticket voting in Michigan passed the Senate late Wednesday night with high drama and without a companion bill that would have expanded absentee voting options. Senate Bill 13 would take the straight ticket option off Michigan ballots. The legislation had passed the Senate last month, but it did hit a hurdle in the House Elections Committee, where Democrats raised concerns that the change would translate into more time filling out ballots or longer lines and disenfranchising some voters. The House Elections Committee Chair Lisa Lyons, she's a Republican from Alto, tie-barred it to another House bill, a bill that she sponsored that would allow somebody to request an absentee ballot in person without having to provide one of the reasons allowed under current state law. A tie bar in legislative terms means that neither bill could go into effect unless the other one was also enacted. So it's just tying it together there. The Senate, however, was intent on considering the bills separately, and Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff said that the Senate planned to break the tie bar and move the Senate Bill 13 along on its own, which is exactly what happened Wednesday evening with approval of an amendment from another senator, David Robertson from Grand Blanc. Republicans paved the way for the bill's passage using some rare Senate procedure. They cleared the floor of all staff except the Senate majority leaders, leaving Democratic senators without any staff members. I'm curious what your thoughts are on that. I'll say that again. They cleared the floor, all the staff except the Senate majority leaders, leaving Democratic senators without any staff members. Republicans also instituted a call of the Senate, meaning senators could not leave the chamber under threat of arrest. Senator Mike Kowal of White Lake also moved to consider a group of Democratic amendments to add to the bill. And as a result, seven Democratic amendments were not debated or voted on individually. Senator Curtis Hurdle, a Democrat from Lansing, said it was ironic that Republicans took a straight ticket approach to the Democratic amendments instead of addressing them individually. And his words were, I guess you guys get a straight ticket. So that's fun. Merry Christmas to the rest of us in the state. I'm curious what you think about that. Now, there have been people on both sides debating this issue of a straight ticket. And for me, I don't like to go in there and assume that I have to vote for that straight ticket. I was always taught to vote on someone based on their qualifications. Is what they're planning on doing when they get elected into office, does that line up with my values? Is that represented in the area where I live? And so I like to be able to go through and vote for them individually. That's part of the privilege of the process. I don't just like to check one thing off and be done and on my way. I don't think that any of us should be voting on a person just because of a political party. You know, hey, I was raised Republican, so I always vote Republican, or I was raised Democrat, so that's what I'm going to do. There needs to be more critical thinking involved in our process. And if that's all we're doing, then there might be a problem. Or to just say, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman. That is not good reasoning. Just like you wouldn't say, I'm voting for Carly Fiorina for president because she's a woman. What do they bring to the table that makes them qualified candidates? I guess that's my rant for this morning. Or I'm going to vote for somebody because they're my race. Well, that's all well and good. But what else can they bring to the area where you live? How do they represent your constituency? So those are just some thoughts and a rant for this morning. Moving to national news, we're going to hear from Senator Bernie Sanders. If you want to get your blood boiling today, right? We'll listen to Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. He joined members of three faiths, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, around a table at a mosque in Washington on Wednesday to discuss racial and religious tensions in national politics and the national mood in general. The roundtable was scheduled in response to the mass shootings in San Bernardino, California, and made more fervent by calls led by Donald Trump for a complete shutdown in immigration by foreign Muslims. Let's hear from Bernie Sanders.
With all of the fears and anxieties that people have about terrorism and about the economy, there are demagogues out there, people like Donald Trump, who once again are attempting to divide us up in xenophobic and racist ways. They want us to believe that people from Mexico coming into this country are rapists and criminals. They want us to believe that the average Muslim is a terrorist. And they want us to stop Muslims from coming into this country. And unbelievably, in defiance of the basic tenets of our Constitution, there are some who are even talking about shutting down mosques like the one we are in. And I should say, since Trump's incendiary comments, we have seen in this country, shamefully, an increase in hate speech and attacks on the Muslim American community, including death threats. It is time to say enough is enough. It is time to end religious bigotry. It is time to build a nation in which we all stand together, Catholic, Protestant, Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, all religions, and work to create a nation that benefits all of us. So today I am calling on all of us in public life, including my fellow candidates for president, and all Americans, to stand together and condemn the anti-Muslim rhetoric and hatred that we are hearing, to say no to those who promote this hatred, and to make certain that we create an America that works for all of us, regardless of our religion or the color of our skins.
That's Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. He joined members of three faiths yesterday. Those faiths are Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. He met at a mosque to discuss the racial and religious tensions in our nation. And that's what we were hearing from him. And obviously, he has one point of view. Donald Trump on the other side calling for a pause on Muslims traveling to and from this country. And so both sides of the political spectrum considering these issues that are obviously affecting our nation in a great way. Keep it here on The Steve Gruber Show. It's 17 after the hour. I'm Katie Hyde, filling in for Steve Gruber on his show, The Steve Gruber Show.